In previous election years, sporting your I voted sticker on election day could get you some free stuff. WHYY's Trinae Noree reports it turns out that's illegal under federal law.
Last week, Saxby's, the Philadelphia-based coffee chain, announced it would give free maple bourbon lattes to anyone who showed up with their I voted sticker on election day. Many companies have offered Election Day freebies over the years. Like in 2016, Krispy Kreme gave out free donuts, 7-Eleven offered free cups of coffee, and voters could get a free workout at Gold's Gym. But it turns out that's illegal in some elections.
As far as the legality of it in the state of Pennsylvania, it does not violate the state election code. However, November 6th election is a federal election.
That's Lisa Dealey, chairwoman of the city commissioner's office. She says because the 2018 midterms are a federal election where people vote for members of Congress, voting incentives are not allowed. After press reports pointed that out, Saxby's has updated its Election Day promotion, saying all guests could have their choice of a free smoothie or coffee. No proof of voting required. But in Philadelphia, voting incentives in non-federal elections are allowed. In 2015, Philadelphia Citizen, a nonprofit media outlet, offered voters a chance to win $10,000 if they came to the polls in the city's mayoral race. And in 2017, they offered $5,000 to a randomly selected voter in the district attorney and city controller primary.
What we found the two times we did it is that the percentage of people who knew about the lottery, it did increase voter turnout.
That's Larry Platt, co-founder and editor of The Citizen. He says monetary incentives aren't ideal, but
in the American birthplace of democracy, we have horrible voter turnout. If you're in a civic participation crisis, all options ought to be on the table.
Trinae Noree, WHYY News.